Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, and welcome to the Quantum Manifesting Training Call. I'm so excited to have everyone on the call today. I'm Nicole Gale. I'm an entrepreneur, a spiritual healer, and mentor. I'm also the creator of the Journey into Quantum Manifesting, the online course that is taking the world by storm. There's been so many amazing and incredible feedback about this course, as well as many conscious tools to help you experience epic shifts in every area of your life. So I'm excited to have you all on the call today because I'm going to be teaching you some magical things to help you understand yourself as the unlimited mind, bring you into the awareness of your sovereignty. That really lights me up, just even saying that, because I want you to rise into your holy power to create and manifest your desires in amazing ways. So you want to stick around till the end of this training as well, because I'm going to be making a special announcement you don't want to miss, as well as do a group energy clearing. This is going to be a very, very quick but powerful group energy clearing so that it can help you remove any blocks you may have as it relates to helping you manifest your desires. So what's been my story so far and towards my journey into quantum manifesting? I've been on a spiritual awakening path for many, many years. I've had many mentors along the way, and in my short experience of quantum manifesting that I had about maybe a year and a half ago, it just really transformed my life and really kind of propelled me into a deeper spiritual awakening, where I began questioning what is beyond an awakening process. So I came to like the edge of consciousness, the edge of conscious awareness as it relates to my own spiritual path and as it relates to my own spiritual growth. And I'm so thankful for having mentors who assisted me in my ascension process, just my spiritual awakening, and doing a lot of deeper inner healing along the way. And so I think it was just me having a brief insight or a brief moment into a possibility that really started me into that space of doing everything I could to learn about quantum manifesting. And I would say quantum manifesting is at the edge of consciousness. It is like at the edge of glory. It is the thing, I believe very strongly, where humanity is moving towards next. And so when I began to be introduced to the world of quantum physics, quantum manifesting, my life has never been the same. It really has not been the same since I began being introduced to the world of quantum physics. So suddenly a whole new world began opening up, and I spent time researching and immersing myself in science because I love science. I love to know how things work. And so I spent time immersing myself in the science of quantum physics, like photons and how photons work at the energy level. So I'm even a sci-fi girl. I like watching lots of sci-fi movies. And so anything to do with science and how things work and how stuff works, even though I'm a very, very spiritual and very conscious individual and healer, I want to know the scientific thing behind the, I like to know the stuff behind how it works. So I started to understand more, and then how to download information from source energy and creating healing tools to assist my clients from around the world. And then I began seeing my energy transform, my consciousness expanded, my life was taking quantum leaps because I was becoming more harmonious within my own consciousness and manifesting in amazing ways. And as I began to assist my private clients to design their desires from the quantum state, so I do not refer to manifesting as the law of attraction, because I believe that's just one level of creation. I refer to it as designing. So designing takes on a more powerful state of awareness. So I began to assist my private clients even before I created the Journey into Quantum Manifesting online course, which would come later on. I assisted them to design their desires in the quantum state, creating from a field of energy what they wanted to see manifest in their physical reality. And when I began seeing results for my clients as well, I knew I had to get this out to the world. Absolutely. So let's explore some more information on the quantum field. So if you study anything about quantum science or just the whole quantum manifesting and or frequency, you will learn about Nikola Tesla, who states, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So what I've come to understand is that everything you want is on the other side of a higher frequency. And if you really tap into that, absolutely would recommend that you write that down. Everything you want is on the side of a higher frequency. And if you begin to just really tap into that, that's going to transform your understanding in a whole new way. So the whole entire world of energy is about frequency states. And once you understand and apply this in your life will shift and you will begin to master manifesting. If you've been struggling with manifesting to this point, you want to now learn about frequency and how to master frequency. So before I go further, I'd like to teach more on understanding dimensions and why, if you're trying to manifest using the law of attraction, you may find that it feels like you're going around in circles. As a lot of people tell me that, feel like they're going around in circles. They feel very spiritual, they feel very sort of conscious or high vibrational, but they're having a hard time really bringing that or incarnating that in the physical reality. And so many people, and there's nothing wrong with the law of attraction, it's just, I believe, one step towards actually manifesting, because the mastery of designing from frequency states is where you want to go. So when people tell me about manifesting and that they're going around in circles and that what they're wanting is not showing up for them as fast as they'd like, there's a reason why. Because if you want to manifest more of what you're wanting, you want to move into higher consciousness, and that means you go from the law of attraction to the law of creation. So here's another takeaway you want to write down. You want to go from the law of attraction to the law of creation. So going from attempting to use the law of attraction to being the creator of your reality, where you design the creation in the field of energy. So this is about going from mind to energy or consciousness. When you let go of trying to only use your mind or your will to make things come to you, and then you begin to understand no mind, that mind is a secondary aspect, and mind is like an antenna that helps to direct you towards manifesting your intentions in the energy field. So when you enter into quantum manifesting, you are letting go of the mind as primary, but you're still using it at the same time. You're directing it as an antenna. You're accessing the field of energy in the quantum field or the quantum state. You're entering as pure consciousness, not a thought, not a person with a thought, not a person with a problem, not a person who's stressed, not a person who is filled with fear and anxiety, and so on and so forth. Pure consciousness means that you are the aspect of the unlimited mind or the supermind, or you're now in alignment with divine source energy. So let's go further and talk about information on the dimensions. I mentioned this actually in the group Quantum Manifesting Portal. And if you haven't had a chance to join that group on Facebook, feel free to join Quantum Manifesting Portal. 3D, or the third dimension, this is where we have used physical action, or we use physical action and the spoken word as a main form of creation. So in this dimension, there is focus on using things or affirmations like, doors are opening for me right now. Many people use affirmations and they are operating from the three-dimensional reality. Or they use action to create, which may be completely out of alignment with the intention of what they want. So the next dimension that we want to talk about is the fourth dimension, where we use thought or the conscious mind. So in this dimension, we use, for example, the law of attraction and the principle behind the law of attraction of thoughts to attract things. And we're told to focus on what we want to attract so that these things will manifest in our reality. Now, the challenge with this is that at any given moment, our thoughts are controlled by our emotional world and our emotional body, which can be affected by stress, trauma, wounds, or beliefs that we may not have looked at that could be blocking us from bringing what we want into our physical reality. So here's an example. If at a subconscious level, we have beliefs we are not enough, or we fear success, so we're not worthy, we can block ourselves and sabotage our desires to manifest our intentions. So the next dimension I want to talk about is the fifth dimension, or the world of energy and the quantum field. So at this level, you're no longer mind or trying to use your brain to try to think good thoughts while having or holding fears and anxieties and so on and so forth. So you are now pure consciousness, or the energy itself that can communicate with the quantum field, and in that space, you can transfer information to corresponding energies, much like an information highway. It's very, very exciting. Woo, I can see my chat box lighting up here. That's great. I'll get to all of the messages after a few moments. What you want to do is that you want to master how to design from the 5D reality. You want to become a fifth dimensional creator from this point forward, no longer using your actions or your words, no longer using just your thoughts, but now you're going to use pure consciousness, the energy of the 5D reality. You want to master how to design from the fifth dimensional reality, and I'm going to share a little bit more about that as it relates to quantum physics. So in quantum physics, it is believed that the universe is like a hologram. So from this moment forward, think hologram. And this field of energy has a conscious, intelligent mind that influences what we see in our physical reality. So as infinite beings, we have the ability to create our reality from the quantum field. And there's a fascinating study in 1997. I'm going to share a little bit more about that. If you think about quantum physics, you're now moving into the idea or the theory that reality isn't fixed. It's like a simulation that shifts and changes. So in 1997, there was an experiment that was performed by scientists which proves the theory of how the quantum world works. So what they did was they took a single photon, divided it in two, placed it in a chamber, separated it, and observed how they responded. And what scientists realized was that the behavior of the photon in one location was similar to the photon in the other location. And this is profound. This is a profound breakthrough for humanity. Because what this means is that at the quantum level, energy is entangled in such a way that things can happen simultaneously. If a separated photon behaved the same way at the same time, this proves that whatever is communicated in the field or in the field of energy responds to its corresponding frequency. So therefore, at the energy level, we're influencing reality by us being energy, using our frequency states and how we are thinking and observing. And this is very, very important, because as we are connected and connecting to the quantum field, you begin to understand that we are connected to all things energetically, people, places, things, that allows for us to energetically communicate information and desires within the quantum field. And how this works is that based on quantum entanglement, this gets picked up at the energy level and manifests based on similar frequencies. I'm going to share a fascinating story with you in a few moments, but I wanted to just insert here that the reason why it's so important that you are being that frequency is because you don't want to begin to create with a lower frequency, or you don't want sort of lower vibrational frequencies to be attached to you or to be attached to your creation. You want to create from a certain frequency of being in that frequency, and from that space that allows for the corresponding frequencies to connect with you, then show up in your reality. So this is a fascinating story that I'm going to share with you. So as my mind has expanded into higher levels of consciousness, I'm able to do remote viewing as well as pick up the subconscious thoughts of others when needed. Very, very, very fascinating. A few months ago, I had a meeting with someone for the first time. And so what happened was the next day, as I was waking up, I was able to pick up a sentence from the subconscious mind of that person that was showing me their dominant intention towards me. Now, how this works is very, very fascinating, because I also talked about theta, the theta brainwave state in our group. And if you haven't had a chance to, again, go back and listen to that video, it's going to assist and help you understand how being in the theta mind state or brainwave state is one of the key portals or key energy spaces to help you access information in the quantum field at a rapid speed. And so for me, I've trained my state into that space. And as I was getting up, I'm able to pick up the subconscious thought of this person. And it's happened so many times. It's not just once. It's happened so many times where it's either as I'm waking up or in a dream state, or just the thought impression of that person, I can access that space. So, you know, it's very, very fascinating when this happens and it begins to happen. You can see the potential of consciousness, because it also happens to me while I'm sleeping. For example, I'm taken to people I may connect with. You know, it's really fascinating when I've connected with someone on Facebook and I haven't met them yet in person, and then I'm able to remote view, like sort of just connect with them. So sometimes what happens is that I can see into their homes and into their lives. And most often is to help or assist them in consciousness to solve an issue or provide assistance to help them as needed. So this is a fascinating just example of how consciousness works. And when you're tapped into the quantum field of energy, or the energy of all things, your energy is attuned, if you attune it, it is attuned in the right frequency state that can assist your life in epic ways. You can get downloads, information, remote view, feel or get impressions of things, and understand the world of energy in a whole new way. So this is possible because, from what happened to me, because my energy is attuned into a certain frequency that allows for me to tap into a field where I can access information when necessary. So as a matter of fact, if you're not in a certain frequency, you won't be able to access information that may be crucial to help you manifest. So again, I've been talking about frequencies quite a bit, and it's really important to understand how to literally reprogram your frequency. Because if your dominant frequency state or energy state is set a certain way, no matter how hard you try, no matter if you're trying to use a law of attraction or asking the universe or God to help you manifest your intention, it may escape you because you're not in the same frequency or not in the same frequency state as the thing you want. So when it comes to quantum manifesting, you have to be the frequency of what you want. It's not just all the different steps that I lay out in my course and I teach my clients. You have to be that frequency of what you want, not just think about what you want. So with law of attraction, it tells you to think things into manifestation or think things into reality. With quantum manifesting, you go from that space of attraction to creation. You become the designer of your reality. So the state of being is the energy state that connects with the quantum field. And again, that's why I teach the state of being in my online course. I go quite a bit more in depth about that. This is the space where you want to be, and how to reprogram your frequency and how to charge your frequency on a daily basis. From being the frequency, then you can design exactly what you're wanting. Let's talk about the amazing world of holographic visualization. So this is a fascinating topic as well, because generally people use their thoughts to think about things or to manifest things. And so they don't understand themselves as pure consciousness or the energy itself behind the thought. So holographic visualization is not just using the thought or the mental body. It's about the spiritual energy that you are using as pure consciousness to manifest what you want in real time. So perhaps if you're using your thoughts to manifest something, you might use your thoughts and there is sort of like some time lapse in between your thoughts and what you actually want to bring into reality. When you are now using holographic visualization, you are now pure consciousness. There is no such thing as the past, the present, the future. You are now in the present moment. And so the way to master the quantum field and manifestation is to think about yourself as pure consciousness or the energy behind the thought. So if you found yourself trying to use your thoughts to manifest your intention, what may be missing is the big link. The big link that may be missing is a lack of understanding the difference between objective reality and subjective reality. When you understand the whole concept of holographic visualization, you now understand the connection with subjective reality. And you now understand the field of energy as designing from the spiritual energy of all things. So in objective reality, we view things as already created or set in stone. In subjective reality, we begin to understand things as a hologram. So if you've been writing notes, this is where you want to write even faster, because this is going to be a really, really fascinating exploration as we go further. In subjective reality, we begin to understand things as a hologram. What this means is that we are creating the personal reality of what we see outside of us like a hologram of our thoughts, beliefs, programming, and frequency. So when you move into deeper understanding of subjective reality, then the quantum world becomes the field of energy that you can influence based on the nature of the hologram. So from this point forward, you want to begin to think about manifesting again using the concept of holographic visualization. That's H-O-L-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-C, visualization, and not just any type of visualization, not just I'm visualizing. You want to begin to think about it using the concept of holographic visualization, as well as connecting it to the idea of subjective reality. And so this is why in my online course, I introduce my students to the avatar, meaning an aspect of yourself that is like a hologram. So this is a fascinating space, because now you can move from effect to cause or creator and use the principle of holographic visualization. And when you're doing this, you are designing from a different field of energy. Example, you're designing with your avatar self what you want to show up in your present moment. Just take a few moments and just breathe that all in and allow it to expand in your awareness. So as with quantum science, as you hold or sustain that energy of your design, your reality will eventually reflect the hologram of it. To make this effective, the primary step is to learn how to master yourself again as frequency, from a frequency state that connects with the quantum field. Then you design from that frequency state. And as you design from that frequency state that is connected to the quantum field, you now produce an avatar, or use an avatar, or produce a hologram. It's very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. So let's talk about convergence and what happened for me. And this has been happening for many people as well. Fascinating. So after working in the quantum field with your intentions, I don't know at what point you are in terms of manifesting. Even if you're a beginner, it doesn't really matter. It's a good space to be just starting out or learning about the whole idea of quantum manifesting, or whether you are someone who studied it for a while or you've mastered it. We're all sort of expanding together in this beautiful, incredible journey. So after working in the quantum field on your intentions, you may come into what I call convergence. And it's when you are able to hold the intention as such a dominant frequency with the knowing that it is here right now in your present reality. Your desires and the knowing of it converge, and your awareness as well as your behavior and your choices responds with this knowing. In your mind, it's fact. In your thoughts, it's fact. In your behavior, it's fact. It is as though it is right here, right now, in the present moment. And if you haven't had that experience yet, don't worry about it. Just practice the states that I've been sharing with you, because as you practice these states and you commit to designing in the quantum field, convergence will be a natural response in your awareness. This is where you move beyond doubt, beyond fear, beyond anxiety, beyond hopelessness to the higher frequencies of faith and power, and a deeper sense or a deep sense of certainty that your manifestation is here now. You can feel it in your heart. You can feel it in your soul. You can feel it in your mind. You can feel it in your being. As you practice that, you become the consciousness of your manifestation. Let's go into activation codes now. And this is a primary frequency state that when you install this space within you, you become the actual aspect of it. Once you speak something, you start bringing it into life. A lot of people don't understand the power of their words. We are taught now that thoughts have power. Well, words, I believe words have even more power, because it's now in the three-dimensional reality where it's released from 4D reality or 4D consciousness into the 3D. So once you speak something, you start the process of bringing it to life. And here's an example of what people do. They use affirmations like, doors are opening for me right now, but they don't understand how to actually encode that where it becomes law within them, or where it becomes true law in the universe. So if you just say, doors are opening for me right now, it's kind of like the first stage or first degree activation. What you want to do is that you want to bring your activation and lift it into a higher frequency. And in order to do that, or the fastest way to do that, is that you want to use the I am frequency. I've been talking quite a bit about this. So you want to use the I am frequency along with your creative imagination that will help you to be in that activated space, so you're now in a higher frequency. And then you can start to design your intentions in the quantum field and see it show up in your reality. Actually, what I'm going to do in a few moments, I'm going to do a group energy clearing. And before I do, I'm going to share a little bit more about the whole idea around this phase or this process, and also a special opportunity that you can think about or want to become a part of. I'm going to tell you how powerful you are, and how when you use a space within you, how you can create your desires in amazing ways. So with the activation process, activation codes that I'm going to do in the group energy clearing, I'm going to share with you here. If when you're using your affirmation, and if you encode it with this statement, in the name of the I am that I am, doors are opening for me right now, it's going to bring you into a higher space of activation than just using the doors are opening for me right now. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this and share a bit more about this opportunity. You can work from home with anyone around the world, just like I do every day, by helping people clear blocks, raise their vibration, heal them at the energy level, and come into alignment with their desires. And I'm excited to let you know about my upcoming program, Quantum Manifesting Practitioner Program. And in this program, I will teach you the more advanced secrets of quantum manifesting, along with my quantum soul alignment energy healing modality, so you can teach others how to heal and manifest their desires at quantum speed. And as a practitioner, you will be taught the healing modality, and I've used this for so many people, hundreds of clients around the world, to help them let go of unconscious beliefs and clear soul-level blocks so they are aligned into higher frequency states and ascend into their holy power to manifest everything they want in their lives. So this groundbreaking new program will have 20 spots, and I'm going to take 20 people on a journey of helping them launch a spiritual business that gives them the tools, put them into your hands, to help people heal at the energy level and manifest their desires. And I'm going to send the link out to join the waitlist. And when you join the waitlist, you will be the first to know more. And I'll be sending it out to you after today's call. Okay, excellent. So let's get into an energy clearing space. So right now, you kind of want to put your pen down or your notebook down, and you want to just tune in a little bit more, because you're going to do a really incredible energy clearing. I want to make sure that you are tuned in, that your attention is present. I want to help you clear the blocks to manifest and activate your abundance codes. I'm going to do a short clearing, and it's going to move you into a space where it helps you to bring the stuff that you want, your intentions, into your physical reality. So I'm just going to give you a minute here, or a moment to just get really tuned in, locked in. We're going to focus on the root chakra at the base of the spine. This root, or this energy center, is responsible for your God power, or the power to manifest. So I want you to bring your awareness to your root chakra at the base of your spine. Inhale, hold for 3 seconds, then release. Inhale once again, and as you inhale, make the inhale 3 counts. So inhale, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, release, 2, 3. Bring your awareness to the color associated with the root chakra, which is red. And hold your awareness on the color for 10 seconds, and I'll let you know when the time is up. Okay, wonderful. So next, while keeping your attention on your root chakra and holding the color red, repeat after me in your own mind. I activate my abundance codes now. I activate my abundance codes now. I activate my abundance codes now. Okay, wonderful. So inhale once more. Hold for 3 seconds. And release. All right, I'll bring your awareness back to the sound of my voice, and I'm going to open up the lines. I have a few moments for some Q&A. I am very grateful for so many of you that I've been connecting with. I can see so many people logged on. This has been an amazing training. I'm going to do a replay or a repeat of this again in a couple of days on Wednesday. So feel free to join in as well on Wednesday. I'm really looking forward to having you in the Quantum Manifesting Practitioner Program, again, where you can learn more about the advanced steps in quantum manifesting and the Quantum Soul Alignment Tool. And I'll be sending out the information after this call today. If you have any questions at all, you can connect with me on Facebook, in the Facebook group Quantum Manifesting Portal, and also by email, NicoleAbundance@gmail.com. Let me go over to the lines here. I can see it lighting up. Give me a few moments. And I'm going to open up the lines. If you have any questions, let me check here. Oh, wonderful. Whoa, I have so many messages. 28 messages in my chat box. Hello. Oh, Andrea, Joanna. Hey, Joanna. Wonderful. Kelly, hi. Okay, I'm seeing so many people talk about here. Let me just go into the, open up the lines first, and then I'll get into this chat box in a moment. Give me 1 second here. Actually, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on, hi there. Hi, Anika. How are you, dear? Press *6 to unmute yourself if you'd like to ask me a question. I'm not going to open up all the lines, actually, because it's probably going to be lots of background noise. So to get unmuted, just press feel free. If you want to, let me just see here. Hello, hello, hello. I can see everybody saying hi. I can feel the energy shift. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Was that after the mini energy healing there, Andrea? You know it's good when the root chakra feels like champagne. I love to hear that. That's great. That's wonderful. Hey, could you share ways to get into the fifth dimension? Okay, yeah, that's a good question. So I started to talk about this a little bit in my group, Quantum Manifesting Portal, ways to get into the fifth dimension. What I do is to sort of bypass my conscious mind to get into the fifth dimension. There is a secret, and the secret is a theta brainwave state. So what I did was I studied quite a bit on neuroscience. And I know sometimes it's hard to kind of get into the scientific or the intellectual process of things, but I think it's really important for you to have that as an understanding or as a background. This is why I love following speakers or authors who sort of bridge the gap between science and spirituality, because it then really helps you understand so much more about how stuff works. It's really important to understand that. So again, the secret to helping you bypass your conscious mind and move really well or effectively into the fifth dimension is getting into the theta, T-H-E-T-A, brainwave state. There are many tools that you can use or learn how to do that. As a matter of fact, I've created with my sound engineer many tools that's encoded with this frequency state, the theta brainwave frequency state. As you learn it, as you listen, you entrain your brain. So the first 7 minutes, I'm going to give you another secret. If you're listening to anything that helps you, for example, binaural beats or just theta brainwave states, you want to entrain your brain. So your brain sort of is the organ that acts like an antenna that signals out into the field of energy or connects you with the quantum field. And you want to start, if you want to manifest anything more rapidly, you actually want to start the process of trying to create or design after 7 minutes. So it takes about 7 minutes for the brain to entrain or the brain to sort of be saturated in a state where it's in a certain frequency that it's locked into that space to help you connect more with the quantum field. So the way or the fastest way to get into the fifth dimension is to listen to, immerse yourself into, and saturate yourself into anything that's connected primarily with the theta brainwave state. There's multiple brainwave states. I actually did something like that on that in a video in the group. And you want to ensure that you become or your brain gets immersed in that state of consciousness. And as it gets immersed in that state of consciousness, as a matter of fact, a lot of people are battling with their trauma wounds and their really sort of broken pain body states, which sits in a subconscious pattern that is disconnected from the theta brainwave state. So here's actually another good scientific thing to know as it relates to your manifesting. Generally, between the ages of 0 to around 7, children or us when we were born to age 7, our subconscious mind or our brains is more in the theta state, which means that it's able to saturate or invite in, or it's programmed in a rapid frequency or in the most rapid state. This is why most of us as humans, we're still battling with stuff that we got programmed in when we were 7 years old and below. And most of our resistances and our blocks and our beliefs and our wounds and our trauma that we are carrying even in our adult lives was programmed in us in the first 7 years. So understand now that children are in the brainwave state as primary as theta, because it is the state that is so connected to the field that immerses and basically programs everything into their awareness. So if this is scientifically known, what if you're traumatized very young, as infant to 6? Yes, even in that state. So I would say the first 7 years or anything before 12 years old, you're mostly operating in that brainwave state. That's a state that has more of a space where you're programmed, or your brain or your mind is being programmed in a rapid way. So as an adult, the good news is that you can get back into that brainwave state and practice and train yourself in the theta state and immerse yourself in anything that allows for you to drop into the theta state, so that you can then allow for that to be an anchor that takes you into the fifth dimension. And so to get into the fifth dimension, you want to bypass your monkey mind, the monkey mind that we all have. You want to bypass, what if this doesn't work? You want to bypass the doubts and the resistances. You want to go past mind. Exactly, Andrea. So the theta state helps you to go past mind into the energy world, or into the divine field of energy itself. It helps you to access pure consciousness. So again, I spend generally hours. The reason why I can manifest things like that, things so quickly, is I spend hours, and I remember spending hours, and a lot of my healing in the last 6 months from my grief with my dad, for example, came as a result of me spending a lot of time in the theta brainwave state. Yeah, I immersed myself in tools that assisted me and modalities that assisted me to move beyond my sort of like primary programming or my primary reality or my primary emotion. And this is not bypassing or spiritual bypassing. Okay, so we're not saying that you need to spiritual bypass and not deal with the energies of trauma or deal with the energies of grief or whatever. What I was doing was kind of like a lever. I was dealing with that, but I was also transcending it. I was dealing with it, but I was going beyond it at the same time. And so now you're learning how to move beyond the blocks or the things that are in your reality. And when you get into the quantum manifesting practitioner program, you're going to learn advanced tools that helps you to learn how to be in that theta or the brainwave state, or get into the fifth dimension in an incredible way. Does that answer your question, Andrea? I hope so. Yeah, I hope it answers your question. Yeah. Feel free to ask me any more questions in the chat box, and press *6 if you'd like to ask a question live on the call. Just let me see here. Maybe if you have problems to do that, I'm going to see if I can open the lines up for a second to see, to help anybody. Okay, I've put it to Q&A, so that means you can press *6, and I think that can open up the lines up for you to ask your questions, and then ask me any questions in the chat box, and so on and so forth.
Hi, you mentioned that it was grief that brought you into seeking the theta state, and I was wondering if you could expand more on how to allow the pain of grief and, you know, whatever the soul agonies, to push you forward and pull you upward instead of downward?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So when I was in that space of grief, grief is a very, very powerful emotional energy that's natural to us as human beings. And trauma and grief is very deeply associated. Sometimes what happens is that we have an experience that puts us in a grieving process that's unexpected. And then sometimes we have an experience from the past that has anchored us in a grieving process. And so sometimes what's happening for many people, they're literally living in the post-traumatic stress disorder energy of grief, which means that they are living out their grief of maybe 10 years ago over and over and over again in the present moment. What you want to do is that you want to both experience or feel the emotion of your grief or your pain, and I would highly recommend that you get assistance with processing your grief. So what I did as well was that I had a mentor that helped me through my process. Actually, I've had mentors in my life, and I could not be where I am now and carry the weight of what I carry now without incredible mentors in my life. Mentoring is the way to go, okay? It's the way to go. So I had a mentor in my life that assisted me to process the emotions of my grief. I did process the grief in a few ways. So I process it through my emotional energy. I process it through my body. I process it through the things that I was eating. So I'm going to share with you kind of how the emotional energy aspect works. At the energy level, I got energy adjustments and energy healing. So I process it energetically. At the physical level, for example, I would talk about my feel. I had a trusted, for example, a confidant friend, and I would talk about my deep grief and my pain, and I would express it and allow for it to just have the energy of release from me, where it was not holding itself inside my body and my consciousness. I would also sort of do my own sort of modalities, my spiritual modalities that assisted me, that, you know, included me doing meditations and so on and so forth, as well as some specific healing modalities that I've been gifted with the ability to download healing modalities and actually create quite a bit for my clients. So I would use the healing modalities to assist me through that process. But there's a last part of grief that a lot of people ignore, and this is sort of the body conscious awareness of grief. To process the grief at the cellular level within your body, and the way I actually overcame some very deep grief, for example, when I was not necessarily from 6 months ago, but from before, was that I did energy and body healing at the same time. So I would go to, for example, a chiropractor, and I would get chiropractic adjustments or energy adjustments. I would get acupuncture work. I would get deep tissue massage and any sort of body work. So I highly recommend that if you feel like you want to bring things into your reality and it's not working, from my work with my clients, most often the reason why it's not working is because the block is in their bodies. And so I would highly recommend, most often because your mind is in your body and your body holds the memories of your griefs and your trauma or your blocks, most people who are spiritual don't realize that you can say 1 million affirmations all you want, but until you get real deep into your body and at the cellular level within your body, your mind's going to be like, I don't believe what you're saying. Your mind's always going to keep fighting with you because the trauma is stuck in your body, in the memory at the cellular level. And so you want to get, as well as the energy work that you're doing, you want to get, for example, trauma work. You want to get body work done. You want to use those tools as well. You want to shift your diet. For example, what I did was that I would start to, I think I talked about it on Facebook as well, I would start to consume 2 cups of wild blueberries in a shake, along with bananas and strawberries, yum yum, every day. So it was allowing for me to release the grief because it was high vibrational food. allowing for me to release the toxic energy from myself and from my body. So I did a holistic approach, as well as designing the quantum world, the quantum field. I did the body work, I did the energy work, I did the mentoring work, I did the nutrition work. So I did a holistic sort of just combined holistic work to assist me to release the grief from my consciousness. And yeah, I'm just going back to the chat box and I'm seeing people just, whoa. Okay, I've been dancing and yoga to release. Yoga works as well. I know my body holds the pain. Eating raw, clean foods. I have fibromyalgia. I believe it's emotional. So hi, Anika. Fibromyalgia. How are you? I have a theory around just the whole idea of emotional pain and how it gets stuck in the body, because that happened for me as well. So I developed, after some grief, I developed quite a bit of digestive issues and all of my trapped emotions sort of like in that space. So if you are trying to manifest something and you feel a block, no matter how much you try, and if you're trying to do, like, for example, quantum manifesting, the block is most often at the body or the physical level. So the block is literally within your cellular memories. Your body is encoded with these trauma or these wounds or these patterns, and it's saying, I'm not going to allow you to become a different frequency. I'm going to keep you on this frequency, because your body just remembers that this is the frequency that it is used to. I'm not going to allow you to become a different frequency. And if you and your body is locked, for example, in 1986, okay, when so-and-so happened to you, and you're trying to manifest something and bring something into your future, it's going to have or be very, very difficult for you to bring it into your physical reality. If your body is saying, I'm still stuck in 1986 and I'm not going to bring anything else beyond 1986 to you. So imagine how sad that is for many people. They're living from a timeline, for example, of 1986, or a timeline where their trauma happened. And this is why for my clients, I help them to collapse timelines. Because no matter what they or some people are trying to manifest, you then are faced with many of the different blocks with manifesting, because your mind that is within your body at the cellular level is stuck in that trauma, and then it attunes you to just be in that frequency. So if your mind is stuck, if your body is stuck in your trauma, and you are the frequency of grief, do you realize what you'll bring into your physical reality? It will just be grief-based frequencies. It will be people who are on the same frequency as grief. And you may be able to bring in some higher dimensional people. For example, you begin to attract somebody, or you see somebody who's more of higher frequency on Facebook, a mentor or a coach or a healer. But for your own personal reality, you have not, or your body has not become that frequency state yet, so that you're able to now bring into your physical reality the things that you're wanting. Anika says, I believe that's me. Yes. Anika, let's have a chat. I'd love to talk to you more about that. And it makes perfect sense, right? Correct. It does make perfect sense, because it allows for you to see how the frequency that is programmed in your mind and in your body becomes your dominant frequency that talks to everything around you. So what I had to do to be to release myself quite a bit from grief was that I had to encode my body into a new frequency. Like, my body itself, my physiology, had to get into a higher frequency state, not just my mind, not just my thinking. My body itself had to get into a higher frequency state. And I remember my mentor, he would say to me, Nicole, you know, you have to allow for the energy that you're bringing into your awareness to take up space in your physical body. Because many times when we are doing energy healing or spiritual people, we think it's just about doing the meditation or the healing work or all that. And all that, we don't realize that quite a bit about this is also encoding this reality. So bringing the five-dimensional reality into your body. I'm just seeing here, I'm raising my body frequency with my diet and exercise every day. For those who are listening to me, you know, I'm going to tell you a very, very quick way, other than the other modalities I was sharing with you, in terms of allowing for example, acupuncture helped me to reset my meridians and my energy centers and reset my body to the energy flow of what I needed. Chiropractic work helped me with that. Body work, like massage, helped me with that. But if you are not able to do that, the fastest way, and if you are experiencing any type of pain or resistance or blocks within you or in your body, is to begin to do a beautiful dance every day, like a bliss dance. You put on just a very exciting or incredible or sensual music, and you focus on moving your hips, if you're a female especially, in a way where it's very sensual, where it's sort of moving the energy or swaying from one side of your body to the next. And you are now moving the energy around. As a matter of fact, now is April. So in December and January, I knew that I needed to dance every day. So I would put on one of my favorite dance music, Uptown Funk You Up. Actually, I posted that on Facebook as well. And I would get off my bed. Because for the first month or so after my dad passed, I was in bed mostly for a month. So this is to do with any type of grief. And what you want to do is that your grief makes you want to stay immobile and makes you sort of want to stay sort of stuck. But the more you're able to connect with the energy flow within you, it's going to transform everything about your life. It's going to make everything about what you do and who you are, what you want to do, in an amazing way. All right, so I'm just going to give a couple more moments. If you have any questions, feel free. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Joanna. Hi there. Hello, dears. Feel free to go and post any questions as well in the Quantum Manifesting Portal. I'd be happy to just hear your thoughts on today's teaching. I taught about quite a bit about a lot of things, holographic visualization. So what's your understanding on that? And what did you learn about that? Convergence, what is your understanding? I taught on subjective reality. I taught on the science of quantum physics, like photons and energy and quantum entanglement and how that works. If this is all new to you, that's okay. We're all on a learning journey and process, but you want to dive into the understanding of manifesting, or the understanding behind or the stuff behind how things work, so that you are able to take everything you can and transform it in a more rapid way. So when you learn about quantum science, when you learn about quantum physics, you have a basic understanding of how basically the law of the quantum world works. When you learn about subjective reality, that you are now like a hologram, or you have an energy like a hologram that's assisting you in terms of how you can create with that space. And then from there, you can then learn about holographic visualization. And then from there, you can learn about convergence, or it becomes you. You become that energy from that space. And once you become the energy of the quantum field, your consciousness, your mind, your thoughts, your world, and everything about who you are and what you do expands in incredible ways. And again, if you want to become a quantum manifesting practitioner, because it's an incredible opportunity, I'm going to be taking 20 people into my program, and I'm going to share the link. There's still lots of training that I'm going to be doing, including this coming Wednesday. I'm going to do another training, another call here, free training, and then I'm going to start to do some webinars, which is going to be lots of fun. So thank you, everyone. I'm going to close off for today. Thank you again so much for being a part of today's call. I appreciate all of you. Feel free, if you haven't joined my Quantum Manifesting portal, feel free to share your thoughts, join it, share your thoughts, or even tag me and talk about today's call and what you learned on my Facebook profile. I'd be happy to hear your thoughts and happy to hear you share your experiences with so many people, because we want to help this world. We want to help you, but we also want to help this world. We want you to be a world creator, a world helper, so that other people can get it really inspired and help them assist them with their journey to be empowered to live in this sovereign state of who they truly are. So thank you again, everyone. Oh, you're welcome. I love this. Thank you, Nicole. You're welcome. Amazing. Thank you. Feel free. I want to hear your feedback and share them in our Facebook, on Facebook and in the group as well, everyone. So thank you again so much. And I look forward to sharing with you again in the Wednesday's call. Talk again soon.